The One Mediator, May 2014. The best place to start with this topic is in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That verse clearly states that only Christ is the mediator. In the Old Testament, priests were also mediator between man and God. But this is not for today, as we do not have priests in the dispensation of grace. Not only he, the only mediator, but Christ has all the power of God. 1 Timothy 6, verse 15. Which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What about Mary, the angels, and canonized saints? There is a major religion that teaches to pray to Mary, to angels, and to dead saints. The Mary that they are talking about is the Queen of Heaven, and as they state, also to be the Mother of God. God does not have a mother. The baby Jesus had an earthly mother, but not God, ever. Not possible. The Mary of that major religion is identified in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 7, verse 18. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough, to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger, and the me in here is God. And also in Jeremiah 44, verse 17. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing go forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Note the burning of incense. Does that major religion and other religions in the world burn incense? Who can intercede for me? Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit. Christ is in me, as Colossians states. Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, and Christ is the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit is giving to us. He resides in us, and he prays for us. Ephesians 1, verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Also look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who had also given unto us his Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is given unto us. He resides in us. The Holy Spirit also baptized us into Jesus Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. And now about the intercession of the Holy Spirit for us. Now we're talking about God here. Not Mary, not saints. We're talking about God himself. Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit, is a capital S Spirit, also help our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Who else is better to mediate for us and to pray for us than Christ Himself and the Holy Spirit? After all, they both are in the Godhead, also known as the Trinity for many of you. Let me read Colossians 2, verses 18 and 19, and I will comment after that. Colossians 2, 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which had not been, but which had he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Verse 13, and not holding the head, for which all the body by joints and bands, having nourished, ministered, and knit together, increased with the increase of God. You see, there are things that we have not seen. So the things we have not seen, we are not in contact with. And those are mainly angels and dead saints, for example. That is not the same as God and Christ, because Christ is alive and it is clear that He can hear us. Vainly puffed up, that's pride, that's your pride, that's your human mind. It's not the Spirit giving you the mind of Christ, it's your mind. So you're vainly puffed up when you are praying to angels that you have never seen. The head is Christ, Christ is the head of the body of Christ. What Colossians is saying here is that it is a vain thing to pray to dead people and to angels that we have never seen. Another thing to consider is that Mary was a Jew. Remember in John chapter 1, Christ came to His own and His own received Him not. That's not us. Mary is not part of the body of Christ. She is a kingdom saint. She is a saint. I have no doubt about it. She's also dead and cannot hear us. Christ is alive and He hears us. In this short presentation, my goal is to show that only God can help us, that angels and dead people cannot help us, and that includes Mary. Once we are saved, the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the Bible. How does one get saved? I'm glad you ask. You're saved by believing that how Christ died for my sins, that when He was buried, and He rose 3 days after. It's that simple. I hope that these few words have helped you understand our one mediator. Have a good day.